It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada episode recap podcast here on a Tuesday night. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and we are here to talk about this wonderful episode of Big Brother Canada, full of people making out, eating pizza, farting. did I miss anything?
All at the same time.
Handcuffed.
With me tonight to talk through it all, Liana is with me. How are you doing, Liana?
Yes, I'm doing well. Happy to boil some water for anybody who needs it. Just happy to be here talking about BB Can.
All right. Also with us tonight is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm actually just really happy that you know my name, because if I'm going to be on a podcast with you, knowing my name is really important. So I'm happy that you do, Taryn. Thank you.
You know, I would never forget your name, Chantel Martin. Of course, also joining us tonight is the man himself. He's quite handsome. He does child poses for me all the time. It's Rob Sesternino. How you doing, Rob?
I'm a happy baby here tonight. Ooh. To be here on a Tuesday, Big Brother Canada. Wake up, Canada. Let's go. Big Brother Canada 11, baby.
You're yes. Not supposed to wake up the baby. That's a bad thing.
We're going to Wendy's for breakfast.
Yay!
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this, Rob. I saw you interacting with Wendy's on Twitter.
Yeah. Wendy's official Canada. Me, we're back going back and forth.
Look, you got to stop encouraging them.
No. We're going to keep going.
Yes,
gonna,
thank yeah. you. Yes.
Yeah, because remember, Big Brother Canada 11, we're all winners with sponsors like these, okay?
With like winners.
That should be the course. No, because you know what? You know, I've heard a lot of complaints about Big Brother Canada so far this season. But, you know, I've always wondered, like, what would it be like to be like living in a commercial? Like, you know, that's what we're exploring with these house guests this season. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, late stage capitalism has so many different forms. Like, this could be our lives one day. We should see what it's going to be like so that we can fully embrace it. I'm with Rob here.
All right. Well, that's it then. That's where we are. We have an episode to talk about and get to. What were the general thoughts here? Liana, what did you think of the episode?
I mean, I think you really summed up the episode in your introduction, Taryn. I think we now have a better understanding of the farting in the house. I didn't really get much clarity on the strategy, but you know.
What's wrong with Hope?
Like in general?
Yeah, did
or like gastrointestinally?
And the pizza, like, you know, I don't Everybody really care about it because the pizza was not sponsored. So it did not hold my interest, but was it the pizza that did him in, or is this Hope all the time? Taryn, has that been brought up on the digital dailies?
Rob, there is no all the time. There's no such thing.
Wow.
If this is Hope all the time, we don't know. The hope that we've seen is a hope that gets a lot of pep talks. Maybe because of
this. Pepto.
Yeah, exactly.
Bleak.
Man, though, what comedic geniuses. The first time he farted, I was like, oh, that's amusing. And then when he went into the toilet, I was like, oh, haha, after the farting, now I know what he's doing in there. Ha, that's just hilarious. And then they hit me. I was like, now it's over. Surely they can't come back for a third one. And then they hit me with the third fart. And I was just like, this is... the rule of three, you know?
You wish that they saved it for the digital dailies instead? Or are you happy that it was content for the actual
episode? Really glad that I've come to accept that this is our new reality. And, you know, I'm actually really happy that I didn't get spoiled.
I didn't know this ahead of time. Could they do the uncensored fart segments in the digital dailies? Should they be advertising the digital dailies as, hey, this is uncensored footage from the live feeds? You never know what could happen.
But you don't want it with the sponsor fresh, though. I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah, maybe not.
Or Circle K even. I mean, Circle K, they used to sell Pepto-Bismol, right? I'm sure.
Sometimes. Yeah, it's this gas station brand.
You can get all the medications that you need at Circle K. See, it fits it.
Well, we did have, we had some sponsored segments. We did go to Wendy's in this episode, and breakfast menu front and center, I gotta say. I'm a big fan of French toast sticks. I see that
Frenchy
on the front of
toast sticks.
We're not talking about his HOA train here, Rob.
I wish we were, though, to be honest.
It's a quick bang and the novelty wears off.
They have a new sort of formula for how this works. We're going to get a quick little montage to remind us, and more importantly, I imagine, the players who have no idea who these people are, of who these people are right before they see them.
The minute I saw it, I was like, that's exactly the reason why this is here, which is to remind, especially knowing that this seems to be a recruit heavy season, or at least not a super fan heavy season. It's like, okay, there's going to be a person in here. And here's who this person is. You need to memorize who they are, so you can definitely be surprised. A more genuine reaction, perhaps, when they open up the whole Wendy's door.
Well, I also wish we had the feeds, though, so I can know if Santina always screams like that, or if this is like her commercial personality voice. I'm like, there's a lot of screaming happening. Like, can we please?
Ah, Chantel, what are you talking about?
Stop!
This is how I talk. I think this is a good thing. I mean, think about the awkward moments we could have avoided if we had montages of the person before they showed up every time. Like, for instance, Chris Wiley in season 8, like, if he had a quick little montage to reset who his mom was, then we wouldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have had that awkward moment. You know what I mean?
I actually think Jonathan reminds me of him. I think they look similar.
They have the same sort of like salesman vibe of like you could see them selling you some crypto at some point.
Yes.
Plus, it could be sponsored by Ancestry.com. So
there you go.
Here's your family.
How much do you think that, like, does Herman write his own material, or do you think that he comes in and they give him a script?
I think Herman writes his own material for the most part. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they let him do his own material in this spot, but I know when he was on the show, I think he was doing his own material.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Stir the Pot, Poppy, like, producers aren't coming up with that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they give him, though, the inside scoop about, like, hey, here's what's really going on, so he can tailor his information, or
It didn't seem tailored at all. It just seemed like, hey, you won the first head of household. Do great with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like absolutely no pep talk there was given. So yeah, I don't think that he really knows anything more than we do.
Mm. Yeah. If he knew what was going on, I imagine his advice would have been more along the lines of like, if there's a used car salesman trying to tell you that he's not trying to convince you of something, he's trying to convince you of something. Don't do it.
Mm. Classic advice.
I would know.
So, yeah. That was, I thought, a bold decision for Santina to be taking JM to Wendy's with all of that. Do we know like what the game plan was? That just to sort of get him to
Zach, Zach hadn't told her to put JM up yet, so she didn't realize that she was going to do it. Right? She didn't. Mm. It's like she thought she was just going to do something else because he hadn't sort of told her to do something else. Right? So she thought that she was still allies with John Michael. She hadn't been informed that she wasn't yet.
Mm. Yes, her brain is like definitely out on loan. It seems based on the way that she is playing the game strategically, like there's no real decisions that she is making. So that makes sense because it was completely baffling to me that she would, first of all, not only take JM, but then also apparently not even really have a strategic conversation with him. Like to utilize that one-on-one time in, you know, you're full, you've just enjoyed your beautiful Wendy's breakfast. You're like so comfortable. You're ready to have a conversation and just apparently you're just going to consider him putting a target on his back because he told you that he's targeting the guys.
I'm like, you this think guy trusts want to, like, work me with enough. Him?
Yeah. Seriously. This guy trusts me enough to tell me about who he's targeting.
Wow. Big mistake.
Well, and then also though, with Zach, keep on repeating how much he's in love with him. Where did that come from? So like, he's in love with me. We had to backdoor him now. I don't get it.
Chantel, that is like a classic business rule of like, this person's in love with me. They have to go. You don't want people around who like you.
Mm-hmm. that like are telling you things because they don't include you in that group. Mm-hmm. Like I wish that Zach was using this information so differently.
I mean, maybe it's supposed to say, hey, I'm a businessman. He's in love with me. That's an HR violation. He has to go.
Fair. No business manager.
And I kid, but also like pretty not great, Zach, to be telling everybody in the house that JM in love with you also.
I have a feeling like Zach thinks that a lot of people are in love with him. Mm-hmm.
I think he thinks he's a good game player and strategist as well. Like, I think he has a really different idea of what kind of person he is.
Wait, you think that he thinks he's smart?
You're a smart businessman.
Yes, very.
What is his business? Do we know?
He's an SVP.
SVP of what, though?
Of a startup. Mm-hmm. Of startuping.
Silicon Valley Bank.
Yes, they're doing quite well.
Kardashian of somewhere.
I'm sure he didn't say SVB. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do we think he's underwater and doesn't know it? I'm pretty sure this happened post sequester.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We just lost a very key guy to our operation.
That's why the whole thing fell apart.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was very gross to me. I mean, the sense that I got from watching the daily drops very much was like, okay, here's a bunch of straight bros who for some reason didn't like the gay guy from jump before he said anything about targeting guys. He thinks he can trust Zach. Zach has a choice between working with him or working with the other bros. Weirdly, he decides to work with the bros. And then he describes his relationship, with, JM as he's in love with me. And you know, the, you know, noble decision to sacrifice that ability to manipulate the love struck JM, feels very icky to me, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially how hard he's kind of going at it, like calling him like a, or comparing him to a cancer in the house and like have to cut it out. And I'm just like, wait, this is just actually just like a nice young kid that just like thinks that he has friends in this game and they're just kind of spinning his words. Like, I'm so wish that we had feed so that he would have won that damn Canada save so they would understand like something is going on and give a little bit more information to the house in that way. I feel really bad that JM is going to really not have a great week. He's not going to probably last.
Yeah, I mean, Zach is like a walking ick. So like not appreciated. The like weird internalized homophobia kind of thing that's like going on as well is like very fun. And then also just all of the mansplaining that we saw at the end of the episode as well.
Leon, he said he's mansplaining.
Oh, right. Oh, good.
Yeah, yes. Leon, I don't think you understand what mansplaining is.
tell her, Taryn.
Yeah, it's... Here, let me just play this clip for you so maybe you'll understand.
I'm actually trying to teach you how to play. Oh my God. Not that you need to be taught how to play. Like, I keep saying things and I keep worrying that I'm like mansplaining.
He told her that he wasn't teaching her how to play because she didn't know how to. He was teaching her, but she didn't need to be taught, and he recognized that. So that means he's not mansplaining.
Of course not.
Right. Yeah. I don't mean to be rude, but kind of situation, you know, like he said it before, so he didn't mean to be rude. He didn't mean to mansplain. So that actually negates any of the mansplaining. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining to me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Look, I'm very smart and successful. So
most successful.
Most,
you know, Zach's the main character of the show.
Yes, that is correct.
Wait, is anybody going to take him down, or is this what we're getting? Is this what's happening?
Come on, he's going to flame out, right? Come on.
No, like, but it might not happen.
It might not. Like, it might not happen. But it might not happen. Look, that might be like what gives this season a jolt. Like if somebody gets into power that ultimately is going to take Zach. But this is, you know, Chantel, like I don't want to mansplain Big Brother. but I mean, this is like a classic like Big Brother story of like, you know, like the bros take the early control of the house and then like sort of like the misfits and people on the bottom come together and overthrow the bro alliance. And everybody is super pissed at the beginning of the season. So then it's also like
bro comps.
Yeah.
Really bro-y.
Then sometimes we get like Big Brother Canada 7 and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. My issue with that is dear Anika in this episode, who is unfortunately the player who went in saying, yeah, I can just wing it, figure it out as I go, who apparently thinks that the people running the house are Dan, JM, Renee, and who else? Vanessa? Like,
it's week one.
Claudia.
AKA all of the people on the outs alongside her. And then when Koozie tried to like talk her out of it and be like, well, I don't know about that, she was like, nah, I got this, and told Santina about it.
Here's the moment that gives me hope, though. So I know Santina's brain. Thank you, Rob. Yes, appreciate that. You want to be handcuffed together? No. So here's the moment that gives me optimism.
Got it.
Is that when, and this could be completely editing, and I know that Santina's brain is on loan, but when she gets it back, she gave this look to Zach during one of those like Zach's being a D-bag moments that gives me hope that she's like putting up with it for now and is happy to have guidance for now. As you are in that house for weeks and weeks and weeks, that type of personality is really draining. And I have a feeling like Zach does not know how to turn that off and will constantly be that way. I definitely expect a flame out from him. And I'm so excited for when it happens.
Yeah, I'm of course excited for when that happens, but I feel like Santina really wants to be in with him. And I feel like she just kind of is like eating it up. Everything, like anytime he compliments her or just like wants to work with her, like I think she's really into it. And I don't know. I kind of don't see it flaming out and I'm scared.
See Rob express a little bit of like, I'm keeping an eye on this guy. I don't know about him. Which, you know,
I like that too.
It's good. But for as many times as we've seen, like these big alliances, you know, flame out to a degree, we've also seen a lot of situations where, I mean, the Pretty Boys themselves, for weeks, we were like, these guys are a mess. they're constantly arguing with each other, plotting each other's demise. And yet, you know, we saw the finish line of that, which was them like crying and hugging together. So, you know, it's for as much as there might be some tension with Rob and Zach, you know, when it, like check in at the final four when one of them.
When they're all doing happy baby together.
Yeah. I got to say, not loving having a guy named Rob on the season. It's very confusing. Every time I hear you all talking on the podcast, it's like I look up. It's like when somebody rings a doorbell on TV and the dog goes nuts. Like it's very, very disconcerting.
You want to give him a nickname?
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Don't, you know, we don't need to change the coverage, but you know, I'm rooting against him.
He doesn't have two B's. Mm-hmm. There's no nothing we can do. Yeah, I mean, at least we're calling him handsome a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like when I kind of was like checked out a little bit, and then I heard Amon on the podcast talking about like Rob really has a lot of pretty person privilege. And I was like, well, I'm on, you know, and then I realized there's, you know, talking about the guy.
Well,
I mean, you never know.
Rob, they were ChatGPT Rob that was talking was the Rob on the show, but then it was you that ChatGPT was talking about. So that's something. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your own moment with ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Love to get a moment with ChatGPT.
It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. You think ChatGPT could write a better season?
Yes, I do. I do.
Look, only one way to find out.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, what the freaking hell? That I, you know, I thought the show was supposed to be sponsored by Wendy's, and then I'm watching McDonald's commercials during the show. Make up your mind.
The ultimate betrayal.
The ultimate betrayal. I tweeted to @WendysCanada about this. Like, what is this?
Yeah, that's double dipping, right?
Mm-hmm. What playing more both sides, would you expect
from the producers of a show like Big Brother than to play both sides?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that way you always come out on top. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we also saw some blooming showmances.
Whoa.
Yes. That Claudia and Ty were handcuffed together, assigned by production. What fortuitous events.
I can't believe it. Can I ask, so surprising.
Tonight on Big Brother Canada, were they not playing Spin the Bottle? Did I miss Spin the Bottle?
They absolutely were.
Is that coming on digital daily?
Nope.
Probably not. So. And they were playing Suck and Blow as well. And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I haven't seen any more other than that little preview.
Wasn't sponsored, so.
Oh, it's fair.
Can't include
deck
it.
Deck of cards. Sponsored by Bicycle or whatever.
Mm-hmm. This definitely felt though like production being like, now kiss, like trying to just like push them together. It was very funny to me.
Yeah. How do we feel about this? Are we, what is their showman's name?
cloud time.
Tidia.
Tidia is really great. Sponsored by a shark.
Yeah, I guess so. Vanessa's going to be using them to clean up, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess we didn't get too much. She thinks he's handsome. He's got his hand on her thigh. Whoa. You know, it's all happening.
It's like a romance novel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there was a close up of like somebody like stroking the hands, you know, so with the handcuffs, it's quite romantic. But we do, don't they kiss? So, like, I was waiting for the kiss. I want to see that happen or something.
Nah, they're going to take it slow. You know, can't have your first kiss be handcuffed.
Oh.
Were there any other interesting pairings? We had, like, Zach and Daniel, which I feel like I wanted more information on what was going on in that situation. Yeah, exactly. who else? Anika and Vanessa. It was kind of awkward.
I think JM and Jonathan were together.
Production?
I would like to hear that.
Did they insist on who got handcuffed, or you got to pick your partner?
They said it. Yeah.
They were assigned. Because I think JM was like, why are we together? I asked the same question. I got no answer to that question.
Yeah. This didn't do a whole lot for me here. Hey, at least we got the farting out of it. You know, we got something.
Yeah. And this was, I feel like, a little bit of a weirdly structured Big Brother episode in that we had no competition. Like, is that typically like this episode we get no comp?
Yeah, I guess normally we would get like the
HOH.
HOH played out already. Yeah.
Yeah. But we already got the HOH. So instead it's just about Santina figuring out what she wants, or what Zach wants her to do, I should say. Mm-hmm. I especially love so we get into what is Santina gonna do? Dan comes up to her and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to put you up or not. And he's like, why? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, is it because I was the last person to talk to you? And she was like,
yeah.
Yes. And then in the diary room, he's like, Santina told me that I was the last person to talk to her, and that's why I'm on the block. I was like, I don't think she told you that.
You told her that she said
Yeah,
that.
You told her that. And then she kind of shrugged. not great. Dan Szabo does not seem to have a whole lot of game sense so far.
Dan is a dud, right?
Yeah.
From what little we've seen on the drops, and now I guess in these episodes, like, he very much is like a blank slate, in terms of a game player. Like, he's really just kind of like there so far. Mm-hmm. We do see Santina talking to Anika as well.
Wake me up when we find a good reality TV Dan.
I guess so. Santina tells
Shout
Anika.
Out Dan Liu, an angel on this earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Santina tells Anika, kick your feet up. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Kick your feet up. Yeah. We're back to this again. I was like, why is she giving her this and being like, you know, basically being like, I want to work with
you. She knew what she was going to do. It was her decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Why were they nominated? I'm sorry. Like, I genuinely don't understand why Dan was nominated. And I genuinely don't understand why Anika was nominated. Like, I don't understand. Why?
I don't think you're supposed to. They didn't really explain it.
Okay, cool. Got it.
Are we also supposed to not understand why he needed to be backdoor? Because he mansplained it a couple times and I still didn't understand it. I don't know if there's something wrong with me or not, but I didn't understand why he needed to be backdoored.
It's probably just that you're not successful enough, you know?
Right.
This is a quote from Zach from the feeds, but you know, he's got a special brain and he sees things different than other people. Yeah. So, you know, it's not surprising that you wouldn't be able to comprehend.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's no one in the real world that has had as much success as him. So,
right.
But can I ask a question about JM here? Because I feel like, two things can be true. Like, Zach, you know, is like a toxic person in the house who we're seeing a lot of on the show. But also, JM also had a bad week, right?
I mean, a bad week in the sense that, like, you know, and this is everything that I talked about when it came to the live feeds in the first place, is that, like, if we get the first week of BB24, no feeds, episodes only, you might be able to pick through and parse through and see, like, seems like something is off here. Seems like people are really treating Taylor kind of weird. But we also saw the episode trying to justify that behavior, that treatment, with a couple of things. And you'd kind of be like, maybe there was something wrong, but also maybe she did it to herself. And that's kind of the situation we're in here, where, like, you know, the earliest segments we've gotten from the feeds have been people saying he seems really, like, gamey. He seems like he's the season's villain. And this is before he said anything about targeting guys. This is when he's just, like, talking to people and, you know, trying to exist as a human being. So, you know, like, did he do this to himself? Unfortunately, it's kind of impossible to say, but I think that we should definitely take a look at the fact that an Asian LBGT, is yet again likely in trouble here in the first week here in Big Brother Canada. You know, this is just another one of these instances where the lack of live feeds is particularly bad, I think. Now, with all that said, should he be saying he's going after guys? Probably not.
But he's kind of talking to his friends. He thinks that they're friends. Yeah,
that's the important thing to point out. He thinks, like, he was partners with Santina. They agreed not to target each other. He thinks he's with her. And he's like, yeah, I would go after guys. Why not? And that's nothing, that's no different than what Claudia has done in the game. And the difference is that Claudia hasn't been exposed for doing those things. And it's no different than what Kuzi has done in the game. The difference
is that she didn't say it to the guys.
Right. But that's the thing. Nobody knows that Zach is the guys, or at least, you know, certainly JM didn't know that Zach was the guys.
But that's like a huge leap to make. Zach is one of the guys.
Certainly. But again, well, like, when it comes to, like, oh man, this guy just really sunk his own ship.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there were holes poked in that ship long before, like, he sunk.
Definitely possible. Lots of extenuating circumstances and bias going on, but also, like, probably, like, if you are not the HOH, like, don't, like, talk about who you would have nominated before the nominations come out.
Very good point. Let's talk about Ty, a person who actively talked bad on the two candidates for HOH, to people that were in vulnerable positions and could have ratted him out. Like, we're not talking about Ty as a dummy that, you know, sunk his own ship, right? Because the circumstances are just different at the end of the day.
My inference based on the way that Zach speaks is that there's probably the unconscious bias going on there. And so all you need is the one little nugget in order to vilify somebody. So,
and you know where you go for nuggets, Liana.
Exactly. In the morning? Can you get this in the morning?
Ask
Do they
Puya.
Have morning nuggets? Oh, yes. He'll know. He's the expert. I think both things can be true. But I think the fact that it's, like, running so rampant and is so deep to what Chantel was saying about the fact that Zach is referring to him as, like, this cancer that needs to be cut out. It's, like, so dramatic. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, clearly coming from somewhere.
It would not surprise me at all if we cut out JM saying anything about targeting guys that were in the same spot, and instead the conversation is, well, didn't he sink his own ship by doing so well in that HOH competition?
He almost won the HOH, right? The threat. Like,
because that would have been the thing. Because I think there was always going to be a thing. And it just so happened that this, it was kind of
easier.
Dumb. So, you know, here we are. Zach is gonna, he's gonna push really hard. He wants this back door to happen. And Santina says, I'm not changing my mind.
Until she changes her mind.
And then that was the end of the episode. She didn't change her mind.
It wasn't mansplained yet. Sorry, not mansplained, mansplained yet. So she didn't know.
Yes. We did also get that Claudia won the safety. I honestly don't even remember which sponsor it was.
Bel-Air Direct Insurance.
Bel-Air Direct.
Come on, Taryn.
Save insurance for the week.
Yes, and because we all know that insurance keeps you safe. If we're talking about trustworthy things, insurance is what I go to.
Okay, wait though. That moment was so dramatic. They like dimmed the lights. It was all like red and scary.
It's like, what's happening?
Well, yes. Kind of what they did when Amal was leaving. And I was like, oh my God, is someone else leaving the game? Like, that's what I went to immediately.
I think that was on purpose because you know what you need will make you feel better when you feel scared? Insurance. Mm-hmm. It's a marketing tactic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How is the vote conducted for Bel-Air Direct Player of the Game? Is that because we're, well, you're in Canada.
I didn't see it, but like, I don't know if it's just like how they're doing this season. Like, I don't see anything that goes on about the show. So like, I really didn't notice
Did you tweet about it?
I think maybe you have to be a Bel-Air Direct Insurance customer and they,
in order to vote, yes.
You have to like, when you pay your bill, you get to vote on who's safe. That's smart. Did Zach come up with that? That's genius business.
He's such a good businessman.
Good business.
Maybe that was the tactic. If you turn off the feeds and you make the shows bad, then nobody's gonna watch, which means there's gonna be few enough votes that you and production can just vote how you can influence the vote with just your own votes. There's probably like 50 people.
Yeah.
Let us know in the chat
if you voted for this. I don't see anything on the Bel-Air Direct website. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find something.
I do like that a bunch of people are like, man, you should have given us the feed so we knew we could have saved JM, like as if
that
would happen.
Like, that's the point, guys.
As if a Canada Saves vote has ever done anything that Canada actually wanted it to do and not backfired.
Yeah.
So it's on the BB Can website.
Was it there?
Global website, according to Becca. Global.
Okay. All right. We'll look for it.
All right. We'll be looking for it.
I mean, you got to enter your policy number, but I think.
What are your deductibles?
That's a good alliance name. Right.
The deductibles.
The deductibles.
They get a lot of airtime from Bel-Air Direct. The deductibles.
Oh my gosh. They're all going to have named alliances according to the sponsors. I believe it, Rob. I do. Yeah.
Shark back.
Honestly, maybe not a bad strategy.
It's not. If you want airtime. Like.
Because also, you know, maybe those sponsor reps are going to be on the phone like, listen, we don't want this alliance to end yet. All right. Mm-hmm. We need this alliance to last the whole season. We want it to be the most successful alliance in the history of the show. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to make this happen?
Hey,
just
why can't we get any of those?
There's no
sponsors
live feed, so you're free reign.
We could get some of these sponsors on the podcast. I feel like that we can work them in like organically. I feel like all the time people are like, you know, in a vacuum, much like the one from the fine people at Shark.
Exactly. So easy. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get some of those Wendy's reward points.
Oh yeah, what are the Wendy's reward points, Liana?
Okay, I thought it was just like actual Wendy's rewards that they just get to like buy food outside of the house, like buy Wendy's with the Wendy's reward points. But then it said that they will affect your game, which I don't know if buying Wendy's will affect
your game. I bet you it's just going to be that if you have enough tokens and you're ahead of household, you can play in the veto.
Taryn, it's like BB Bucks.
Yeah, well, I don't think we can even go that far because let's think back to Big Brother Canada 10. Do you remember The Door?
Yeah, 1 week.
Yes.
The game-changing door that ended in a Wendy's breakfast? Like, when they said to be determined what these will be for, I can only imagine that it's just going to be more Wendy's.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. You could take another house guest to a Wendy's meal. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, so much Wendy's.
Do you think that if we contacted the sponsors, we could pull a Zach and just kind of be like, listen, sponsors, we're not.
He thinks he has the power to come in here and change your mind, which I would never do. And yeah, and I can guarantee you, mom, never. Dad, everyone that I love,
Yeah, see, we're not trying to influence you. That's not something we would ever do. But how do you feel about the live feeds? Like, do you think that perhaps there's something we can make happen here? I'm not trying to mansplain about sponsorships and live feeds.
Darren, I figured this out earlier tonight, that the live feeds needs to become a sponsor for Big Brother Canada, because then they would have to like Big Brother Canada is sponsored by the live feeds, and then the live feeds would be happening, and they'd have to put them in the show.
Do you think that if you replied to Wendy's tweet about going to breakfast at Wendy's with "Can I bring my guest the live feeds?" do you think that would go over well?
Maybe.
Or what if like we had like a talking stick, so use like that sonic toothbrush, and anytime they're having a game chat, they would hold the toothbrush, and so then we might get like some gaming content that could be live feed or daily drop related. You know.
There you go.
Right. Like do your own, like, okay. So yeah. So any fans that go into the house, you just hold up the product while you're talking about your strategy. Just, oh, wow.
I mean, what if the players kind of like NASCAR, like they wore like outfits that had like all of like the labels, like, and then like you watch live feeds, it's like you're watching commercials.
I think that's the other direction that they want. I don't think they want Zach wearing their logo as he says, "Jam's in love with me." Actually,
depends on the sponsor.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we can get some Chick-fil-A.
Hobby Lobby. All right.
Is there anything else in this episode?
Well, there must be something.
Yeah, of course.
What about Annika says, rub your ass?
Yeah, I've never heard she's that before.
Tina?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did she, like a massage, right? Like that's how she would, you know.
I will say, it, like even to my ear, it sounds worse than kissing my ass.
Right.
But if you think about it, it's way less gross, I feel.
Yep.
It's just kissing asses has been too normalized. Right. But if we normalized rubbing asses instead, I feel like we're just one step closer to what we should be.
Okay, yeah. Rub your bootay. God. As we heard quite a bit. I don't know if that's Renee's pronunciation of bootay.
Yeah. We're not here
to yuck
anybody's
yum. Do you think she says bootay because her name is Renee?
No.
Renee's Boutte.
Yeah.
She likes the rhyming of it all.
My middle name is Renee, actually, and I do not rhyme with Boutte ever. So.
Well, maybe that's your mistake.
Fair.
Santina got a new outfit from Winners.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Rihanna, how was her Luke?
Oh my God. Yes, mama. Boots the house down. Cockety ha ka ka. Yeah. It was fine. And I mean, the thing is like Puya and I are definitely a Winners TJ Maxx household. Like we're very much Maxinistas, which is like the US version of Winners. So we're like totally on board with that. But I don't know if it warranted so much yelling. I mean, we already discussed the amount of yelling, but there was a lot of yelling.
You don't yell when you go into TJ Maxx?
When I'm in the dressing room, I'm like, I'm at my own little party. Yeah. It's a very summer look, though, too. I feel like it's quite cold.
I feel like the winner's looks are usually very bland, and not to say this wasn't, but I felt like it at least went for something. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, it was a nice dress. Sure. It's fine.
Maybe they've stepped their game up. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
A new buyer maybe this season.
Yeah. All right. Well, things are not looking great for Anika, Dan, Renee, and even maybe John Michael here in this Tuesday episode. The schedule is weird these days. Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday.
What isn't
Thursday, weird so. About Big Brother Canada?
You know what isn't weird? My HelloFresh meal. I just delivered reliably, unlike the digital dailies.
Yes. So we will see tomorrow night. The veto competition will be played, I assume, and then an eviction on Thursday. So we'll see how this all plays out. Maybe something will happen. Who knows? We certainly don't. So we haven't seen it on the live feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like, can we get hope? That's all we can do is hope. Well, not hope, but hope that things change.
Yeah. But what was up with hope after the Canada Saves thing? Daniel's like joking around. I'm jealous. Hope
yeah,
like,
I hate for him.
What? Like, I'm. Oh, like, I'm well, saying maybe I'm jealous. Something. Yeah. Maybe you should do something about it then.
Mm-hmm. Daniel's just like, okay, just like,
okay, sorry.
Just like in my feelings a little bit about not getting that, but like, you're telling me that I'm not like entertaining enough? Like, what do you mean? I felt bad actually for Daniel in that moment. And Hope didn't really explain himself at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Let's, we got a couple of questions we can take a look at. Aaron wants to know, and I guess this is a question for you, Rob. Can we rank the sponsorships?
I mean, what have we seen so far?
Sure.
We got Wendy's.
Wendy's, I mean, Wendy's is number one in my book because it's so iconic. Wendy's, Winners is at the bottom because the Winners gets like nothing. It's like 3 seconds of like, and I got a new outfit from Winners.
And then watch the video competition is a Winners competition, I bet you.
Yeah, so Bel Air Direct, at least you get a prize. What else is there?
Well, Circle K has a whole room.
They have a whole room, but wait, are they allowed to just go in there whenever they want? I didn't really understand the Circle K room.
Yeah, and get snacks.
I guess.
Is it like a pantry kind of thing, but like the convenience store style pantry?
Mm-hmm.
That seems what it's like.
If you're the kind of person that likes to not keep snacks around so that you don't just endlessly munch on snacks, this is like your worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just right in your face.
So they have basically like a convenience store in the house.
Yeah. Rob, you didn't see this because you haven't been watching the Daily Drops, but there was a good roughly hour long Shark sponsorship.
Oh, okay. What did they do? Vanessa, the vacuum?
Vacuum.
Vanessa just vacuumed for about an hour.
While people were like game talking around. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that that would be good for audio, Taryn.
It's not. No. That's maybe the point. You know,
or is it a really quiet?
You don't want to be able to ignore the sponsorship, Rob.
Yeah, that's actually a bad ad. It's so loud, right? You want to advertise how quiet your vacuum is?
I got to go back and watch that one.
I heard
quality
it's long.
TV.
I heard it's half of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe is that why they tried to make things suck? Is a vacuum a long game?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Mm-hmm. Jordan wants to know from Chantel, who do you know on this cast? Since you're contractually obligated to know at least
I'm worried that I know somebody on this cast, but as far as I know, I don't. The only connection so far is the Renee connection being my middle name. I'm also not watching any feeds to maybe get to know them better or realize that we have like a mutual friend or something. So I don't know yet. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like I know anybody because it seems like I know people that do well in the game and I don't see anybody doing super well in this game. So,
you say that now, but just wait until Zach's employees show up at your house on the finale.
Oh, God.
Yes, I've worked with them before. No, just
This is something that we didn't talk too much about, but Karsto wants to know, what do you think about Big Brother putting all the guys in the same bedroom? So in terms of explaining the nominations, the only thing the show really did was a small explanation that, Santino will only put up people in the other bedroom. And helpfully, they did not tell us who was in what bedroom. That was great. But we have learned on the Daily Drops that pretty much all the guys, all the bros.
By the way, Daily Drops is a better name than Digital Dailies.
Well, I'm not doing my job right then because I'm trying to make it more.
You made it better.
all the bros were essentially put in the same bedroom, which we know is prime bonding time, especially early in the season. Just assigned bedrooms in general seems pretty sketchy to begin with, but we are again talking about people who cut live feeds so that they could manipulate the game however they wanted. So,
but this is what they want. The why is this what they want? We want good TV. That's what we want. I don't know how having like these
you
guys
don't think Zach is good TV.
I mean,
listen to him.
No one in this house that's had more success in the real world than I have. Between you and me, I downplay the successes that I've had in my life.
Yeah.
He downplays the successes he has in his life.
Of course.
He is a genius. That's him downplaying all of the successes that he has.
That's his genius, Taryn, that he actually is doing the things he says he's not doing.
Yes.
That's his strategy. Mm-hmm. That's his game.
Multiple D chess.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Let me try it. I'm not podcasting right now.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Wow. Just three people hanging out on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the thing, though. I thought they did list who was in the purple toucan room. I tried to write it down, but it went too fast. I have Hope, JM, Claudia, Dan... S, Daniel, and
Anika,
but at least.
Is there a practical reason why they would break up the the people into different bedrooms? Like, is there any like logistical reason that you could think of? Like, why would they do this?
There's no, genuinely, I think the reason to put people in different bedrooms is that you want certain people to bond and certain people
handcuffs,
to not bond.
Right? And we just saw that.
Hmm. Maybe they're like, maybe we're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe we should be thinking about it that they wanted the other people in the purple toucan room to actually get along. They didn't realize that the pink flamingos, get your mingos up, would really bond all that well.
Yeah.
Or like you think that they wanted everybody to target these bros that are all in a room together that are, and so they're thinking like, oh yeah, we'll put them together to make sure that they target the bros. And
well, the guys are going to get together no matter what, probably. Maybe they felt like that, like, hey, let's give the women a chance. Give them their own room that they can talk strategy in.
There we go. See?
Instead of be like, no, they're not working together. They're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
There's no guys thing.
That's how it works. All right. Anything else that you guys have that you want to bring up?
I enjoyed Zach saying to his own allies, do you guys know how this game works? That was lovely. And another reason why I'm like, okay, I'm hoping for this flame out.
Well, listen, it's a game within a game.
This is the game within the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Also how week one Santino doesn't want, I don't want to do any game talk with you, Rob. And I'm like, it's week one. This is it. Like, just do this game talk and set up your game so that you could potentially win. I was quite annoyed that there's so many references of people that just didn't want to talk game. And I'm like, that's all I'm really here for. Please talk.
It's a game within a game. So it's Rebus puzzles, actually.
Yeah, that's that made me think of the Glass Onion movie that I think Zach might be Ed Norton.
Oh,
I love Ed Norton.
That'd be exciting.
In that movie.
Well,
the Disruptors would be a good alliance also.
Yeah, there you go.
For sure.
All right. Well, I think that's what we've got for you then. Look, what a tight episode.
Well, I would say that on the bright side, we've got no place to go but up, right?
That's true.
Right. You know, maybe we could get a new HOH and, you know, by Thursday, you know, things could be looking more exciting.
That's very true. Yeah, they started us off on like the worst possible place in terms of production decisions. And then we also got the worst possible results in the game. So genuinely, it can only get better from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And honestly, wow. Like a lot of Big Brother seasons start very bad and get better. I mean, look no mm-hmm. further than Big Brother 24.
Well, okay, so say that this week goes how it seems like it's going to go and JM leaves. What would be the best case scenario to win head of household?
For my draft or...
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
That would probably put her in danger, but that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Claudia?
Yeah.
Influenced by Ty, though, who knows?
Look.
Oh, she is America's favorite.
I'm trying to figure out how this week's going to go up. How are things going to go up? You know that someone like some pro one of the rows are going to win. Like that's mm-hmm. just what has mm-hmm. to happen. I feel like it's going to be Ty, you know?
I just think, you know, there's a lot not to like, but hang in there eventually. I think that really there's not a lot of people that the audience has like fallen in love with yet. And I think that not having the live feeds, I think has definitely hurt people having like a connection with some of these players. And I do think that like, you know, I think as an audience, we'll warm up to some of these people as the time goes by. I think it's just going to take longer than normal.
Well, you know what really warms me up, Rob? My new jacket from Winners.
Whoa, perfect.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. All right. Well, I guess we could do some spoilers. There's honestly... spoiler discussion, I think, in this season is more like just informing you about the events than anything else at this point. But, you know, we could still do it. Right?
Okay. Do it.
Still make
Sounds
it happen.
Good.
Let's do it.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's inform you. Nothing has changed because Ty won the veto. He used the veto on Anika. JM went up. JM's going home.
Yeah. Well, I think that something's changed, right?
Well, JM went up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Officially. That was the plan, though. The plan didn't change.
Yeah.
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 Woo.
There's your spoilers. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
It's funny, though, when I listen to you do like the daily drops, I guess that's the new name for it. I'm always like, oh, it's interesting that he's talking about stuff that he doesn't usually talk about. Like I'm always like, it's all this information that you usually do not put into your updates. And I'm like, why are we talking about this? It doesn't matter. And I'm like, oh, right. Because this is all we've got here.
The moment you started talking about the double date, I was like, oh, you poor thing.
Who went on the double date?
Claudia and Ty.
Yep.
Yes.
And then Renee and Hope.
Ooh.
Wow. All started with a handcuff.
No farts to be heard.
Yeah. Okay.
So look at that.
Yeah.
Well, Hope has a girlfriend though, right? Or something.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's like a more platonic fart-based relationship.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe that was the secret purpose of the farts.
Yeah. Do we know, is the vote going to be unanimous for JM coming up on Thursday?
I think it'll probably get there, or at least close to it. Right now, you know, the guys are still pretending like, ooh, I wonder who we will send home.
What does JM think he has in the house?
JM thinks that he has Daniel, Kuzi, Anika, and he's hoping he can get Claudia, and with Claudia comes Ty.
Mm-hmm.
He is very much still blind to the fact that there's a guys alliance. And specifically, Kuzi, Daniel, and Anika are three people that the guys are listing as their for sure votes to evict JM.
Is there any hope that Dan could be the one that goes? I mean, I'm not seeing that much from him, and like I'd prefer JM to stay personally.
It's not looking super likely at this point. You know, Rob and Jonathan talked about how Hope would like for JM to stay and would like for Dan to leave. And in response to that idea, they laughed and said that would be ridiculous. We worked so hard to get JM out. We would never do that. Mm-hmm. So the guys aren't super on board with that idea. And it would require all of like the women basically to get together and do what the guys don't want them to do in order to keep him, which at this point doesn't seem super likely.
Is there a next target on the hit list?
Mm. Dan is still a big target for some of the guys, particularly Ty, for Rob and potentially Jonathan. They're looking at Vanessa because Vanessa apparently had a reaction to Jan growing up on the block.
She is chaos, obviously.
Yeah.
A turkey sandwich is I don't know. She hasn't done anything.
Ah. Well, the vacuuming.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she's going to stay. That's why she's going to stay.
Yeah.
Though.
Shark's going to be like, no.
Big Shark Ninja is going to keep her in. She's going to win a new safety prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can we talk about some sloppy news outside of Big Brother Canada?
Ooh, what's the sloppy news?
We've got some breaking news from today. You ready? You ready for this? If we may digress to something else. Okay.
Let's digress.
Let's talk about something that's a little bit more exciting and people can get pumped up about, because we have some big news today from the world of Big Brother US. Okay.
Breaking news are happening now.
Okay. All right. Now, Liana, I know that you are a Maxinista, you and Puya, but maybe there's a new clothing sponsor that you may want to check out, because we found out today over on Insta that Matt Turner had some big news, official reveal. If someone were to tell me a year ago that I'd be the first Big Brother contestant to have an official clothing line with @JulieChenMoonves that I designed, what? Anyways, to set aside my disbelief, here's our official collab. Pants and hoodie with my signature by myself and @FaithCenterCo out soon. I'm genuinely shocked. Thank you. I love you all so much.
Is he flipping us off?
I think that's index fingers.
He's not pointing at his
headband. Oh, he's just doing finger guns. We got to kick him out.
Oh, it's finger guns?
Finger guns.
No, pointing at
finger
headband.
Finger guns. Okay. Love one another. Yeah.
Do we have any more views of some of the items?
Oh, let me see if I click arrow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, all right.
Oh.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
All right, so he's also a model.
Yeah, I don't know if the pants are from the official line, right? But you get the cross on the back.
Yes, pants and hoodie.
Turner, be careful up there, okay? All right. Peekaboo. Can't see.
Is it hoodie and headband? Is that what it is?
I think it's the pants and the hoodie. It says pants and hoodie with my signature.
Okay. So pants are... in for sure.
Okay. Looking at it, I can just immediately picture Julie Chen wearing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how she should open
Mega bussin'. Yeah.
What happened to the rugs? I would think it would be like kind of more like a shaggy pant that would kind of tie into the rug enough. Store.
I like that he was like, I am the first house guest to have an official clothing line with Julie Chen.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's actually pretty specific. Like, I don't think anybody has a clothing line with Jeff Probst. It's not like a thing that Julie Chen just does clothing lines with people, right? Like,
So why was this look approved by Julie Chen? Like, what about it?
I think we know.
Yeah, she was like, I think it was in Big Brother 23, right? She was giving out the church sweatshirts to the contestants.
And they were they were tie-dyed, I feel like. One of them was tie-dyed, which matches the pants.
Yeah. So.
Does it have a link on how we get this? Is there a percentage off if you buy with this?
I don't know. I don't know. More information. Yeah. Who ate the half off, I think? All right. Exciting. Big news.
It should have been a cross in a muffin.
Oh, my gosh. So good.
Missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Julie has not put out her announcement yet.
Interesting. She's waiting for the Little Debbie sponsorship.
Yeah. Okay.
Only the muffin was involved.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, listen, I'm really glad that we found this out. I don't know what I would do without this news.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is I'm just excited for my next hoodie.
Exactly. Think about it. You want to sponsor? I mean, move over, Costco.
Yeah, Julie Costco. Chen. See you later.
No, this was the daily drop that I really needed. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So
hopefully Turner gives us daily drops of merch.
Yep.
All right. I think we're good here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did.
We're great.
Yay!
All right. Well, as I said, tomorrow we will be back. It'll be a bit later. Survivor comes on first and then Big Brother Canada comes on after. Rob will be live with the know-it-alls.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Rob finishes up with the right. know-it-alls.
Steven will be back tomorrow night, so it will be nice and tight.
yes, nice and tight. Just like the pants that Turner made.
They were not tight. They were very big. Yeah,
white was, baggy.
Yeah.
and then we will be live to talk about the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother Canada 11 after that. I believe Kevin will be joining us tomorrow night instead of Thursday. So you can be excited for that. And then on Thursday, we will be live to talk through the first eviction of Big Brother Canada right after the episode airs. So tune in for all that. I will continue to be live recapping the daily drops when they happen. We're trying to get a sense of if there's any kind of consistency with the schedule. And, you know, ideally at some point we figure out some kind of consistent coverage of them. But until then, we will just continue to put them out as soon as we can and let you know what we know as soon as we know it. So stay tuned for those. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast feed or the YouTube channel so that you can be notified when those things drop, because otherwise you might not know because it's so inconsistent. So stay subscribed for all of that. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Rob, what do you got going on?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to everybody who joined our Big Brother Canada watch party over in our Discord tonight. That was, we got that up and running. And of course, we make it very easy for people to watch the international reality TV shows as well. That's over at robisofwebsite.com/patron. We've got a lot coming up with the new episode of Survivor coming up on Wednesday. Not to mention, I'll be checking in with Shan and Gus about another exciting week of Australian Survivor. And then over on Nothing But Netflix this week, we talked about a very unhinged reality TV show called Outlast about this is 16 people living in the Alaskan wilderness with no rules other than you can't kill each other.
Well, that's a rule.
That's the one rule. That's the one rule.
It is a rule. So what?
There's only one rule.
Mm-hmm. No sponsors on this show.
Ah, that's what I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. Okay. I won't be watching then. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did episodes 1 and 2 with Mike Bloom last weekend. And then Chappelle and I and Mike are going to finish the series this weekend. And it gets very dark. Okay.
Ooh.
Big Brother Canada 11 is the feel-good story you've been waiting for after you watch Outlast.
How much farting?
They don't really eat. But one woman did have nonstop vomiting. So
okay. All right. I can work with that.
She drank from a unsafe water source.
Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, it seems like you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Only she had a Brita water filter.
Oh, stop.
If only. Yeah. So, very, very intense show over on Netflix.
All right.
And it's so fun to be here on a Tuesday. Looking forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you for being here, Rob. Always happy to have you on with us for Big Brother Canada. Chantel, what have you got going on?
Well, I have to say that this has been the most fun that I've had with Big Brother Canada so far. So I'm really happy that I was able to kind of go through this episode and have like such a good time doing it. But over on my channel, Reality Realness with Three S's, we're talking about Survivor Australia. And I'm kind of bouncing back and forth between me and Sarah from Nerdtainment talking about each episode. And the season has been giving me everything that I've needed strategically. So if you want to hear us just go on and on about how much we love the season of Survivor Australia, we're doing that over there. So come and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
I love
Liana.
It too, Chantel.
It's so good. It's so good.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP, podcasting about the aforementioned Drag Race, Masked Singer, the B&B with Mike Bloom, talking about everything from Survivor. And then I'm so excited to be on the Feedback Show for this upcoming week as well. So that's going to be a blast. And we're recording the B&B early with Marianne as our guest.
Oh, nice.
Week. So I'll have brand new takes for the Feedback Show.
Liana, let me just give you a shout out on the B&B so far this season. Two great episodes with Kevin Jacobs was incredible as always in week one. And then Maggie Morgan was very, very fun this week. And you all did a really great job of highlighting, some of these character moments that I had missed in the season, especially with Danny. And I really came away with a deeper appreciation of Danny and your mom from this week's B&B.
We're here for the flossing, not the Philips Sonicare flossing, but mm-hmm. Danny flossing.
Such a natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been really, really fun.
Yes.
Thank you, Rob.
And Taryn, great job on the Stockwatch this week with Chada.
Thank you. Yes. Survivor Stockwatch. We do it a weekly. First one was with Claire, and then Chada last week, and Amon will be joining me this week. So that should be a fun time as well. Interesting stuff here from Survivor, but that's what we have for you tonight from Big Brother Canada. We will be back tomorrow, but until then, we will see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.